back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. What a wonderful time we're having with April Virchner Band. And before we get back to them, we have a very special moment of transcendental illumination, don't we?
That's correct, Maestro. We have some unique words of wisdom from our indubitable sound engineer, Mr. Nate Butler.
There's nothing so profound or great as a moment with Nate.
Nate.
Hey, George.
Would you give us some words of wisdom? We're always interested in what you have to say.
That's not what I read on Facebook. Somebody said my jokes aren't very funny, and I was very offended because they're not jokes.
How can they be jokes? They're from a sound engineer.
Right. So, anyways, you know, I'm pretty excited this week. We've got all these new microphones. We've mentioned.
I know. We talked about them earlier.
We sure have mentioned them as often as possible during the during the episode. So I thought I'd be remiss to
Do you happen to know what they are? Is there a brand name here?
I sure do.
Do we get paid for this?
Surely not.
Oh.
But they're Shure SM7Bs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Very exciting stuff.
Hey, Nate, can I tell you something?
Okay.
I'm so excited about these new mics, but I prefer Mike, M-I-K-E mics.
Oh, like cute guys?
Like gentleman collar mics.
Oh, yep. Okay. Oh. Okay.
Boy, I'll tell you, that's one interesting announcer we have. Not afraid to share her passions.
So before we wrap this moment.
Yeah, this is very special.
Transcendental. I got to go to Disney, this Disney World down in Florida this past week.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw a fish wearing the same face mic that you have on. Oh.
Does it get in his beard too? And that was a moment with Nate. Okay. Back to April Virch. You've got this new side player with you. What's his name?
Corey Brodsky, who has the mandolin in his hands right now, but he also plays guitar, and he's only been in the band about a week at this point, so we're really, really excited.
Wow, let's give him a big hand for that.
Yeah.
Corey, step up to the mic for a minute. Tell us a little bit about how you got started. Just what made you want to pick up that strange-looking instrument?
Totally. Well, my dad played, and so I grew up in a very musical household. And I started on guitar really, really young. And then when I got a little older, because I was learning how to play bluegrass music, I saw the mandolin and picked that up. And so ever since, I've been playing both. And
And now you're a student?
Yeah, at Berklee College of Music.
Berklee College, we talked about that. Great school.
Yeah.
I think we asked some questions about that last time you were here, Berklee, and I can't remember any of the answers, but it's really a really interesting history. Well, thank you so much for joining us with your mandolin.
Thank you.
And you don't have an early story, do you?
I do. When I first started, I was really young, and I wasn't really playing yet. And I had a guitar that was a really cheap guitar that my parents just let me strum away on. And I wasn't even really fingering anything, just kind of strumming. And I remember, or have been told, that I would bring it to the top of the stairs and I would throw it down the stairs. And that was like my first like experiment with an instrument. It was just this like very playful, you know, childlike experience.
How odd. That was my father's experiment with my guitar.
Yes. Similar. Yeah. Very similar. Yeah.
Okay. Great story. April, do you have another song you could introduce? Something we could tap our toes to?
Yeah, we've since Corey's got the mandolin out and Cody switched over to the clawhammer banjo, we'll try a medley of old-time tunes starting with Hell and Scissors and going into Hickory Jack.
I ask you, where can you have this much fun on a Saturday morning in Plymouth, Indiana? Really, this is quite amazing. What a great tune. We talked a little earlier about your travels, because you've been all over the world, really, in a lot of different interesting places to play. And I just wondered if you could relate a story or experience of maybe one of your favorite places to play around the world. And you talked a little bit about one last night. You can talk about that if you'd like.
Sure. Yeah, it's always hard for me to pick one because they're all really memorable in their own way. But when you asked me last night about the Mozart Concert House in Vienna, it brought back, you know, a lot of great memories. And I think Cody would agree with me that it's hard to pick one, but that's like in the top five of really memorable special nights. And it doesn't happen very often, but there are some nights as a performer where you feel like you just can't do anything wrong. Because, not because you're playing perfectly or it really has nothing to do with you. It's just that the audience is so with you. That if you play something wrong, it ends up being a cool lick. And if you say something wrong, they laugh anyway, and it's the funniest joke you've ever told. And there are nights where there's just like a magic in the air. And that was definitely one of those nights. I think we had three encores and standing ovations. And it was also a really beautiful room. The acoustics and the sound was beautiful. We could see everyone, even though it seated a lot of people and it was sold out. So that, I think, added to the energy. We could see everybody's eyes, even if they were in the balcony, the way it was lit. And I think that made it a really great experience as well.
All that eye contact, right?
Yeah. Yeah, being able to see people and I, you know, we talked last night too about just buildings and the history of buildings, and knowing that as a performer and as an audience member probably contributes to it too.
And another thing you told me in an interview, we did a little television interview with, because we have a television program we produce here at Wild Rose Moon 2 called To the Moon and Back. It's a half-hour show, and it involves interviews and performance clips, and that's playing in St. Joe County right now. And online at wildrosemoonmedia.com, there's my commercial. Mm-hmm. But to get to the point, if I can get back there with my senile mind... you were telling me about getting out of the way of a song. I want to talk a little bit about that and your approach to singing those country ballads on your new album.
Yeah, I think people spend a lot of time talking about their approach to music and how to, you know, what they bring to the music. And there's a certain amount of that you have to do as an instrumentalist or as a vocalist because... you know, you have to get proficient. But then there's a certain point where I think that the best thing you can do as a performer is to get out of the way of the music and trust your skills and let the music do its job. Because if you're too fancy about it or if you're making it about you, that comes through in the music. And that, for me, that's not what it's about.
That's great. Well, share another song with us.
Yeah, we'll play a waltz that I wrote in memory of the late John Hartford, one of our favorite musicians, called A Riverboat's Gone. And then we'll pair it up with a version, an old version of Billy in the Lowground, which is sort of a common fiddle tune, but this version by Bayard Gray is extra crooked and rare, which makes it hip.
Thank you.
Brodsky and the one and only April Birch.
Thanks so much for coming to the show today.
It's our pleasure. Thank you for having us back.
Really?
We appreciate it.
Will you consider coming again?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, anytime.
Good. All right, John, are you ready? You got that thing all slooped up?
They don't call me Sloop John B for nothing.
We wish to thank Annette and Roger for their participation in the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour game show, Shoot the Moon. We also wish to thank our guests, April Birch and Ryan Meir. This episode of the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour has been produced with support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, Judith Robert and Tom Kapazinskas, Marshall County Tourism, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon. You've been listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
Yeah, and we wish to thank our announcer, Hannah Livengood, music producer, John Baylor, technical producer and sound engineer, Nate Butler, Radio Hour scriptologist, Elena Peacock, photographer and graphic designer, Matthew Bergmoser, stage manager, Howard Gibbs, video meister, Dan Schupert, applause master, Michelle Schricker, and Jennifer Reed, assistant director of Wild Rose Moon, Marsha Heinsberger, hospitality chief, Jean Pazderka, and our geek squadron leader, J.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.R.
So when you think you've lost that life,
oh yeah,
all pain and heartache,
oh boy,
fill your soul with strife,
yes sir,
just remember,
come on now,
as you're tumbling down,
way down,
it won't be long till the river goes round.
Here we go.
The river goes round, round the bend. The river goes round, round, round till the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. It won't be long till the river goes round.
This has been a Wild Rose Moon radio production.